Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 779 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. And now let's get to today's question from Brian.
Hey, Pat. My name is Brian, and I want to thank you first off for listening to my question. It really means a lot to me that you're here for us every day answering our questions. I'm working through my concept while reading your Will It Fly book, and I have a question about niching down my avatar and niching down my courses. My business is SaaS Junkie. It's SaaSJunkie.com, and I help small businesses weed out the confusion when they're trying to pick the right cloud platform or cloud software, and I teach them the basics of what to look for in the right software product and how to match those features to their needs. I also help them target those pain points and time wasters within their business. I plan to develop some self-paced courses targeted at specific industries and help them help guide them through choosing these software platforms and what to look out for. And basically, my question is, if I'm targeting my course to, say, like contractors, should I niche down as far as making a specific course for HVAC, plumbing, electrical, or should I make a broader course and a broader avatar for the construction industry as a whole? That's basically my question. And thanks for being there, Pat.
Hey, Brian, thank you so much for the question. I love this kind of question because I know the tendency to want to serve as many people as possible. I mean, that's what we want to do, right? The more people you serve, the better results you'll get. However, the more broad your start, the less likely you are to succeed. Again, at the start. And why I emphasize that is because you can always start small and go bigger. You can always start narrow and go wider. And I've done that before myself. However, I will say that when you are starting out, if you do want to stand out from the crowd after you've done your market research, you're probably going to find that there's a lot of other people serving this audience as well. The more broad you are, the less likely you are to stand out in those particular niches. And the example I like to use comes from Jason Van Orden, who I remember speaking on this when I was in my early days listening to Internet Business Mastery. And this story stuck with me all the time, and that is the sort of mall. If you go to the mall, you might notice that there are a number of different shoe stores. There's a walking shoe company. There's the Foot Locker for athletes. There's the more fancy shoes place. And there's a bunch of them. I mean, there's even ones for specifically sandals, I think, and Crocs. And, you know, they all have their specific niches. And so if I'm a runner and I'm serious about running and I want to succeed with my running, I want to go to a running shoe store for my shoes because I know I can go there and get the best advice, get the right shoe that's for me. Especially when you think about, you know, injury and things like that, which is just specifically related to running. But, you know, I go to a running store because I want the best running shoes and want to do really well. That's what I'm looking for. And in the online business world, you want to be that niched store so that when a person has a pain or a problem or a need, typically people are searching for very narrow solutions. When you go to Google, if you're looking for the best dog food for your golden retriever, are you typing in best pet food? No, you're typing in best dog food and likely best dog food for your golden retriever of a specific age. Now, you can get very, very narrow, obviously, but the more narrow you get, the easier it is to connect with your audience, the easier it is to stand out, the easier it is for you to get on a phone conversation and really have a narrow conversation about something very important that's going to help you with finding these solutions. So I would pick one to start with, Brian, and try to become that expert. Try to become the one that they all talk to and recommend when it comes to these software solutions related to that topic. And if you can master one, then you can perhaps sort of stamp it out into other, you know, cookie cutter it out and use a similar formula in other industries too. But here's the thing, and one of the main reasons why you want to narrow down into a specific niche, if you are targeting contractors, the language you use for a plumber is going to be different than the language you use for a carpenter, than the language that you use for an electrician. And if an electrician or a carpenter or plumber is looking for a software solution specifically for their industry, then if you aren't speaking their language and if it's not obvious that they're in the right spot because it's too wide of a solution, then you're not going to get any conversions. They're going to go to somebody who's just for them. You might remember episode 46 with Dane Maxwell of the Smart Passive Income Podcast, one of the most popular episodes, where Dane came on to talk about software solutions and how he comes up with different ideas. And you have to target very specific niches so you can speak their language, so you can have conversations with them and build a solution that's just for them. Now, once you build that solution for them or give them the information they need, you can, like I said, cookie cutter that out to different niches that are similar. There's one more story that I want to talk about really quick. I think it was Perry Belcher. I can't even remember the name, but I remember this story and it stuck with me ever since. And it applies in many cases, but not always, but it does apply in this one, Brian, especially since you have a solution that seems to be very similar across all these different niches. And it kind of goes along the same lines as that mall story that I talked about. So I don't even remember the details of it, but basically there was a guy who came up with this bug spray that killed almost every bug known to man or every nuisance of a bug that there is for people who live in homes. And instead of selling it as the all-in-one bug killer, he packaged it into different products based on different bugs that were bothering people. So he took the same solution and put it in a can and said, here's your ant killer, here's your roach killer, here's your spider killer. And he was able to get more sales that way because people, when they're looking for solutions, are looking for specific problems to that specific solution. So if somebody has an issue with spiders, they're going to get the best thing they can to, you know, kill those spiders. So I'm not, you know, condoning killing animals or insects of any kind. I do call my wife when there are spiders in the room, though, because that's a huge fear of mine, as many of you may know. But that's not the point here. The point here is that you can, with a similar solution, share the message in a different way and be more impactful to really hone in on the problems and pains that those specific niches have. So, Brian, I hope that makes sense. And yeah, I want to wish you all the best. Start narrow, then you can widen from there. Want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. Thanks for all the support. I appreciate you. And I appreciate all of your questions that are coming in. So for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, guess what? Just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day by Lucille Ball. And that is, I think knowing what you cannot do is more important than knowing what you can do. Love that. All right, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.